to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Oh yeah, we're here to give it to you straight, folks. Unvarnished, untainted, and right to the point. The best and brightest of the Gentiles are rewarded with grotesque entertainments and lustful transient pleasures until their usefulness is exhausted, and then they too are thrown off the deep end of the pier, dying of alcoholism, clogged arteries, Alzheimer's, and other diseases brought on by debilitating pharmaceuticals sold by Jewish-owned corporate drug giants. What of the real Jews? Here we refer to the Sephardic Jews, some of whom are actually able to trace their heritage back to ancient Israel. Please keep in mind that God is no respecter of persons, and that racial advantage has no part to play in God's heavenly Jerusalem. Indeed, contrary to the doctrines of devils spreading lies by evangelicals, God does not distinguish between races in choosing a people for his name. That's Galatians 3:28 and 29. Again, crack open your Holly Bibble thing. You know that thing that's been collecting dust on your shelf for years. Is marvelous in dispelling satanic notions of racial superiority. God does not favor those who are Jew or those of any other race or ethnic heritage. Instead, the Bible invites men and women of every nation and every race on earth to come and drink of Jesus' living water. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abram's seed and their heirs according to the promise. Now, Paul perfectly explains the spiritual applications of this life-giving principle when he states that according to the word of God, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. That's Romans 9:8. Hope you're taking notes. Go read it for yourself. What a wonderful thing. Regardless of a person's race or bloodline, and in spite of lowly physical or geographical origins, any man or woman can be elevated to the high and eternal status of God's chosen. How is this amazing feat accomplished? Through faith in Christ alone, for its gift of God, a gift awarded not based on man's racial heritage, but on the spiritual treasure that resides in his heart. Now, tragically today, I find that many, indeed, almost the whole majority of Jews, have bought into the lies of the synagogue of Satan. Their xenophobic racial and national pride has overcome far too many Jews, secular Jews, and religious Jews alike. Ashkenazi and Sephardic Jews have fallen in the trap, believing the rabbis' lying doctrines as elaborated in the poisonous, racially infused holy books of Judaism, the Talmud, and the texts of the Kabbalah. Those who identify themselves as Jews often love to presume they are smarter, better, more spiritual, more divine than their fellows who are Gentiles. These Jews may be privy to or may not even remotely understand the heinous plan and designs of the Sabbatinian satanic Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Nevertheless, by flattery, they have been deceived. So they sit back and luxuriate and bask in the glow of their supposed racial blood superiority. They also acquiesce in the imperial designs of the butchers who run the fascist government of today's physical nation of Israel. They believe it when their rabbis tell them that as God's chosen, their destiny is to rule the world and acquire all of its wealth. They give monies to politicians and to Jewish causes that lead to violence and bloodshed for the beleaguered Palestinians and Arabs. After all, Arabs are thought to be inferior people. Many rabbis eagerly classify Arabs and other Gentiles as like unto insects, goyim, cattle at best, destined for the dung heap of history. Long live the Jewish superior race. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Program note before I continue with this. You need to listen to a guy on Saturday night, folks, on 5.050. He's on for 2 hours from 8 to 10 p.m., Central Time. Radically Right with Jack Otto. Jack was the guy that woke me up. All right? This guy, well, I'll tell the story briefly. This guy shows at my house, up at my house one day. Briefcase in hand. Comes walking in. And he shows me some videos. He shows me printed documentation, governmental documentation. For 8 hours, I sat and I listened to this man quite intently. And after he was done, after announcing that he had to get up early to go to school for the kids, he had to be there, that he had to go. After 8 hours, I stood up, shook his hand, and I said, Jack, I don't know whether to kiss you or kick you. That was my wake-up call, folks. And ironically, this book, The Synagogue of Satan, much as in Jack Otto's book that he's been researching for 25 years, World War III. You need to tune in to Jack's show Saturday nights on this network from 8 to 10. It is true that not every Jew expresses such deviant views, yet many Jews are silent inwardly. They crave the rabbinical and Talmudic flattery heaped on them. They also realize that they gain advantage because They are Jews, so they say, and do nothing to prevent the synagogue from Satan from advancing its goals. In truth, the silent are themselves complicit. Omission and commission are one and the same. And not to decide to do what is right and to decide to do what is wrong. It has always been the case that the cowardly inactions of the silent majority lend power and credentials to the active minority who rule. In the ongoing American war against the hapless, suffering citizens of Iraq, the U.S. Armed Forces have, according to John Hopkins Medical University study published in the respected Lancet Medical Journal, now massacred over 655,000 Iraqis. This gruesome statistic is of non-combatant innocent men, women, and children. But watch out. It is not only the military brass and the leaders in the Bush administration who are culpable in this genocidal crime. Every American citizen, by his inaction and failure to protest, is guilty of this mayhem and murder. Likewise, every person who says, "I'm a Jew," and who, being racially prejudiced and bigoted, tends to prefer his or her racial tribe to all others and proceeds to discriminate and mistreat the so-called inferior Gentiles, or that goyim, cattle, is guilty of satanic crimes. This is especially the case for all those who are Zionist. All such people are guilty of membership in and support for the synagogue of Satan. This includes Jewish bankers, corporate CEOs, educators, teachers, broadcasters, the whole kit and caboodle of people who say they are Jews, but are not. Virtually all Jews, by extension, are of the synagogue of Satan. A Jew may say, "No, that cannot be. I did not vote for these evil men. I do not approve of their monstrous deeds. I just live my daily life in the pursuit of happiness and prosperity." Do not be deceived. You are wrong. You are guilty. You may be silent, yet your inaction makes you a willing accomplice in the crimes and designs of the synagogue of Satan. You are a co-conspirator, and you will someday pay the full price for your heinous crimes, whether of omission or commission. Is this a collective guilt? Yes, indeed it is, and while many may frown upon it, God has ordained it. Truly, all of mankind is under a collective curse due to the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, folks. That is why man needs a Redeemer to redeem and deliver him from this curse. As for the Jews, Jesus himself solemnly declared this prophecy, "Fill ye up, then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation," meaning race, "of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? That upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, behold, your house is left unto and desolate." You want to look it up in your Holly Bible thing, folks? Matthew 23:32-38. Whether man likes it or not, Jesus Christ has placed a terrible collective curse on the Jews. If a man by his own tongue identifies himself as a Jew, even if he lies in doing so, he unwisely places himself under the horrendous curse. He becomes then a cog in the terrible, inhumane machine called the synagogue of Satan. Yet, let it be known by all that every man and woman, Jew and Gentile, is offered liberty and a means of escape from the curse through faith in Jesus, our Lord. A curse may be collective or individual, but the blessings of salvation and deliverance are always tendered to individuals. So as not to be misconstrued, I level this same warning and accusation against Gentiles. You Gentiles, who suspect or know of evil ways of the elite leaders of the synagogue of Satan and do nothing to stop them, or worse, act as their accomplice, are equally guilty of their crimes. Thus, the synagogue of Satan is made up not only of lying, blasphemous men and women who say they are Jews and they are not, but also of Gentiles who collaborate with them. All are complicit and are serving Lucifer. What's the ultimate goal of the synagogue of Satan? Its goal is to corrupt men's souls, destroy every independent government, and enslave the world in a Luciferian dictatorship led by their own despot king. The method they employ as they proceed in this endeavor is to cause chaos, followed by their own well-designed established order ab chao, cynically, perpetually played out on the world scene. They cause wars and revolutions and foster economic chaos and social instability. Chaos is their engine of progress until eventually all of mankind is so exhausted, people everywhere are expected to desperately cry out for world authority to finally bring in order and global peace. But for the evildoers who say they are Jews, there is truly no peace to be had. Only a police state with absolute slavery for all mankind will satisfy them. Why are all these evildoers so determined to wreak havoc, to work bloodshed and demolish the earth, to bring about their long-sought, vainglorious Jewish utopia? I do not blink to state to you clearly and in no uncertain terms that the worst of these wicked perverts are Luciferians. The people at the very top of the synagogue of Satan are possessed by devils. Their plot is of biblical proportions. It is also of international character. The same demons who yesterday infested Mayor Rothschild, Napoleon, Marx, and Lenin today work inside the human shells of 21st century disciples. Since the day of Luciferian deception in the Garden of Eden and the murder of the righteous Abel by Satan's Cain, these partisans of hell have labored. Their more recent incarnations have produced the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, the horrors of World War I and II, and the so-called Cold War and its many conflicts. Now, through their aggression and wars in the Middle East, they threaten to annihilate and engulf the world in a nuclear nightmare of World War III. The death and misery will never stop until Christ returns again. The synagogue of Satan will steadily deceive, slander, kill, and plot until the end comes. They have no other choice. The devil and his fallen angels eons ago rolled the dice, figuratively speaking, and lost. They foolishly rebelled and now must pay the full penalty. So too will all those who ally themselves with today's devil-led synagogue of Satan. Someday, all who ally themselves with the synagogue of Satan, including those who attempt to remain aloof and choose to remain silent, will be forced to grovel at the very feet of those whom the synagogue of Satan has so viciously and cruelly robbed, persecuted, and killed. And lastly, out of Revelation 3:9, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee." That is the introduction by Tex Mars in the book Synagogue of Satan. And I've been reading this. I don't get a chance very often to read books. And this gentleman, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, as a matter of fact, I'm going to get up on the program. But I have asked this question repeatedly, ladies and gentlemen. Repeatedly. We're dealing with an octopus here. We're dealing with the many tentacles, many different evil strands that are trying to take control. And to clip one of the octopus's arms off, he's got many other arms. And he'll keep busy with those other good arms until that other one regenerates. And say that we get lucky and we whack off all the arms. Well, if he's got easy prey, he's got enough stored energy and resource, in this case money, that he can survive until he has to regenerate again. The only way to defeat this globalization plan through the international gangsters, banksters, through all of our politicians, through all of the mechanizations of Marxism, neoconism, any ism-ist or anything else you can think of, is to strike at the root of this, to cut off the head of this beast so it can no longer generate. It can't be done. It can be done. It must be done. Aren't you getting tired of the bloodshed, the carnage, the death, the destruction, the misery, the hopelessness? Aren't you sick and tired of it all? Good. Then why don't you do something about it?
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
Let me give you a brief history of the Illuminists, the world bankers, the people that is the driving force, the control mechanism behind the New World Order. Inflation, which is simply the reduction in the worth of money borne by a common person due to the economy being flooded with too much money, an economy which the central banks are responsible for. As the common person's money is worthless, has to go to the bank to get a loan to help run his business, and when the central bank is satisfied there are enough people with debt out there, the bank will tighten the supply of money by not offering loans. There is stages to this plan, folks. They sit back waiting for the people in debt to them to go bankrupt, allowing the bank to then seize from them real wealth, businesses, and property for pennies on the pound. Inflation never affects the central bank. In fact, they're the only group who can benefit from it. As if they are ever short of money, they can simply print more. In 1744, on February 23rd, Mayor Amschel Bauer, an Ashkenazi Jew, is born in Frankfurt, Germany, the son of Moses Amschel Bauer, a moneylender and the proprietor of a counting house. What was a counting house? Folks, this is where people used to take their gold and silver. They were issued script saying that you have on deposit. It didn't take them too long to figure out that people weren't coming back for the gold and silver. They kept dealing with these paper receipts. There the idea was fleshed out that, hey, we can get over here. Moses Amschel Bauer places a red sign above the entrance door to his counting house. This sign is a red hexagram that geometrically and numerically translates into the number 666, which under Rothschild instruction will end up on the Israeli flag some two centuries later. In 1753, Gutel Schnapper, an Ashkenazi Jew, future wife of Mayor Amschel Bauer, is born to respected merchant Wolf Solomon Schnapper. In 1760, during this decade, Mayor Amschel Bauer works for a bank owned by the Oppenheimers in Hanover, Germany. He's highly successful, becomes a junior partner. While working at the bank, he becomes acquainted with General von Estorff. Following his father's death, Bauer returns to Frankfurt to take his father's business over. Bauer recognizes the significance of the red hexagram and changes his name from Bauer to Rothschild. After the red hexagram or sign signifying 666 hanging over the entrance door, Rot in German means red, Shield in German for shield or sign. Under his new identity, Mayor Amschel Rothschild, he discovers that General von Estorff is now attached to the court of Prince William IX, a Hesse-Hanau, one of the richest royal houses in Europe, which gained its wealth by hiring out Hessian soldiers to foreign countries whose vast profits, a practice that continues today, in the form of exporting United Nations peacekeeping troops throughout the world. Little side note here, folks. Remember the Hessian soldiers that were, came to America to fight for the British? Once they came over here, looked around and said, wait a minute, we're joining you guys. And by the way, the United Nations, started by communists, always the Secretary General has always been communist. Ladies and gentlemen, global governance with the triad that I spoke about, the international banksters, the governments, and corporate interests. That is your triad of power. He therefore makes the general's reacquaintance on the pretext of selling him valuable coins and trinkets at discounted prices as he plans. Rothschild is subsequently introduced to Prince William himself, who is most pleased with the discounted prices he charges for his rare coins and trinkets. And Rothschild offers him a form of commission for any business the prince can direct his way. Rothschild subsequently becomes close associates with Prince William and ends up doing business with him and members of the court. He soon discovers that loaning money to governments and royalty is far more profitable than loaning to individuals, as loans are bigger and they are secured by the nation's taxes, just like happened here. 1913 Banking Act, folks. What followed on the heels of that? That's right, the federal income tax. These bankers wanted security for the payment of the money that they knew they were going to borrow in vast quantities. Because you see, it isn't backed by gold or silver. It's real stuff, and there's only a limited amount of that, which keeps you in economic line, doesn't it? But you open up an extended checkbook for a lot of years. What do you get to do? You get to mortgage your nation's future. Come back on the other side, and we'll take your phone calls here at 800-313-9443. A little bit more history for those that doubt for 1 second that the Zionist controlled or going back a couple of thousand years to the people that crucified Jesus Christ. They ain't who they say they are, folks. World socialism.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I'll go through this quickly. Callers, hang on here a second. 1769, Mayor Amschel Rothschild becomes court agent for Prince William IX of Hesse Castle, the grandson of George II of England, cousin to George III, nephew to the King of Denmark, and brother-in-law to the King of Sweden. He's subsequently given permission by Prince William to hang a sign on the front of his business premise declaring that he is M.A. Rothschild by appointment court factor to His Serene Highness Prince William of Hanau. In 1770, Mayor Amschel Rothschild draws up the plans for the creation of the Illuminati and entrusts Ashkenazi Jew Adam Weishaupt, himself a crypto Jew, a Jew who pretends he's not Jewish, who is outwardly Roman Catholic with its organization and development, the Illuminati, is to be based upon the teachings of the Talmud, which in turn the teachings of rabbinical Jews. It is to be called the Illuminati, which is the Luciferian term which means keepers of the light. On August 29th, Mayor Amschel Rothschild marries Gutel Schnappner. 1771, on August 20th, Jeanette Rothschild is born, the first of Mayor Amschel Rothschild's five daughters. She goes on to marry Benedict Moses Worms. In 1773, on June 12th, Amschel Mayor Rothschild is born, the first of Mayor Amschel's Rothschild's five sons. He, like all of his brothers who follow him, will enter the family business at the age of 12. 1774, on September 9th, Solomon Mayer Rothschild is born. 1776, Adam Weishaupt officially completes his organization of the Illuminati on May 1st of this year, 1776. The purpose of the Illuminati is to divide the non-Jews through political, economic, social, and religious means. The plan is for the opposing sides of the Goyim, the non-Jews, to be armed whilst incidents are to be provided in order for them to fight amongst themselves, destroy national governments, destroy religious institutions, and eventually destroy each other. Weishaupt soon infiltrates the Continental Order of Freemasons with this Illuminati doctrine and establishes lodges of the Grand Orient to be their secret headquarters. This is all under the orders and finance of Mayer Amschel Rothschild. And the concept subsequently spreads into Masonic lodges worldwide to the present day. Weishaupt also recruits 2,000 paid followers, including the most intelligent men in the field of arts and letters, education, science, finance, and industry. They are instructed to follow the following methods in order to control people. Use monetary and sex bribery to obtain control of men already in high places, in various levels of all governments, and other fields of endeavor. Once influential persons have fallen for the lies, deceits, and temptations of the Illuminist, they are to be held in bondage by application of political and other forms of blackmail, threats of financial ruin, public exposure, and fiscal harm, even death to themselves and members of their families. The faculties of the colleges and universities are to cultivate students possessing exceptional mental ability, as well as belonging to well-bred families with international leanings, and recommend them for special training in internationalism, or rather the notion that only a one-world government can put an end to recurring war and strife. Such training is to be provided by granting scholarships to those selected by the Illuminati. All influential people trapped into coming under the control of the Illuminati, plus the students who had been specifically educated and trained, are to be used as agents and placed behind the scenes of all governments as experts and specialists. This is to ensure that they advise the top executives to adopt policies in which the long run serve the secret plans of the Illuminati, one world conspiracy, and bring about the destruction of the governments and religions they are elected or appointed to serve. To obtain absolute control of the press, at the time the only mass communication media which distributed information to the public, so that all news and information could be slanted in order to make the masses believe that a one-world government is the only solution to many of the world's many and varied problems. Yeah. Lovely, isn't it? By the way, veteran CNN correspondent Lou Dobbs acknowledged that they, the Bush administration, are creating a new world order. On January 9th's program of this year on his internationally broadcast news magazine, Lou Dobbs Live, the 2.5-minute clip begins with Dobbs stating that the North American Union would fulfill Bush's number 41's dream of the New World Order, and then cuts to stock footage of number 41 himself making the statement in 1991. That segment affirms concerned Americans warning that the NAU, or the North American Union, is a key component of the New World Order agenda, and they are both linked to the loss of American national sovereignty. Now, because Dobbs has consistently been critical of the Bush administration's policies with regard to free trade and the open border with Mexico, he has not been fired or scandalized. We can infer that his dissonance is being aired so the response can be measured. Regardless, Dobbs said, it's a straightforward assault by the elitist. It is a stealth agenda by a private corporate elite, and it is the surrender of the sovereignty of the United States. One thing is certain, Dobbs said some things on international television that conspiracy factualists have long been saying to anybody who will listen for a long, long, long time. Let me go to the phones here. Jeff in Vermont. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to comment on what you're saying. It is very, very informative. And when I first, you know, I've been studying this for probably now about 3 years now. And when I guess I've been indoctrinated a while. When I first heard the word Jew, it just came to my mind and it cringed. And it, you know, it must be a conspiracy theory. These people can't act like that. These people aren't like that. And once you find out the facts and you approach, you know, Zionism with a total open mind and absolute integrity, and you look at the facts, there's no doubt that what you're saying is true. And it's just the thing is that nobody really looks at the facts. They're not allowed to look at the facts, and there's no dialogue with you. Or I mean, if the ADL wanted to say, well, you're wrong, this isn't true, you know, you're spreading this around, why wouldn't they have a dialogue and a conversation with you live, online, you know, wherever? But they don't do that. They don't rebut anything anybody says because it's a fact. It's true, and you can't deny it. I mean,
they won't debate it because an open debate, they would have to be, they're in the spotlight. They would have to answer the questions put forth to them, and that is not their way. Do you know, you can go to the ADL site and key in my name, and it brings up stories from the 90s when I was involved with Mark Kornke and firing up the militias around the country. But you'll never see me on their site and them calling me anti-Semitic, which, by the way, if anybody out there talks about Jews, well, you're anti-Semitic. If a Jew like Benjamin Friedman or the like, oh, well, then you're a self-hating Jew. They will never, ever debate this in public because the body of evidence is damning and they know it. That's why the ADL doesn't even want to use my name and calling me an anti-Semite, because that's going to invite people to call me. That's going to start a flood, and they don't want that.
Well, they ad hominem and attack you. They don't ever talk about the evidence. They try to defame your character, and that's a big talent these people wield, because, you know, obviously they have a big influence on the media.
And they are the media.
Yeah.
Not an influence. Now they own it lock, stock, and barrel.
If you study the country of Hungary, for instance, they are by far the most Zionist-controlled, you know, country in the world. They're 3% of the population, and they had Israeli troops come in there on March 15th because the Gentiles were uprising out because it was a big kind of an Independence Day for them. And they actually brought Israeli troops in from Israel to try to ferment or try to stop the uprising with the Gentiles. And you won't hear the mainstream media talk about none of that stuff.
I'll tell you something else. And I didn't have the time to go into this, but suffice it to say that in 1649, England wasn't just the first country. Once they found out what was going on and who these people were, and again, let me clarify this by saying Zionist or the people. The Pharisees that killed Christ. Let me give you a list here. And this is only a partial list of the areas which the Jews have been banished from, sometimes on numerous occasions, over the last 1,000 years. In Mainz in 1012, France in 1182, Upper Bavaria 1276, England in 1290, France again in 1306, France again in 1322, Saxony in 1349, Hungary in 1360, Belgium in 1370, Slovakia in 1380, France in 1394, again, Austria 1420, Lyons 1420, Cologne 1424, Mainz again 1438, Augsburg 1438, Upper Bavaria again 1442, Netherlands in 1444, Brandenburg 1446, Mainz again in 1462, Lithuania, 1495, Portugal, 1496, Naples, 1496, Navarre, 1498, Nuremberg, 1498, Brandenburg, 1510, Prussia, 1510, Genoa, 1515, Naples, 1533, Italy, in the year 1540, Naples, again, 1541, Prague, 1541, Genoa, 1550, Bavaria, 1551, Prague, 1557, the Papal States in 1569, Hungary in 1582, Hamburg, 1649, Vienna, 1669, Slovakia, again, 1744, Mainz, again, 1483, Warsaw, 1483, Spain, 1492, again in Italy in 1492, Moravia in 1744, Bohemia, 1744 in Moscow in 1891. But you saw what happened during the Russian Revolution. It was, again, the false Jew that had the revolution and hence the start of communism on this planet.
Well, the Bolshevik Revolution was a... the Tsar did have anti-Jewish laws, but it wasn't that hard for Jews to live there. The Jews definitely wanted to get rid of the Tsar, and they did it by fermenting, and they backed, and they do have money. And people aren't stupid. I think people were smarter back then than they are now.
But you see the reason, Jeff, for doing that, because you have to have warring factions. You have to have varying and different ideologies. You had to have communism. The antithesis to communism was, it was the corporatism, or should I say capitalism.
Democracy.
And I don't believe in Easter-isms. But then what happened? We had, not too many years later, we had, the Federal Reserve Act, 1913. Then we had World War One and World War One Part Two. And their design, because they figured out, because it's guaranteed by the governments, that when they make their loans for all the war-making machines and all the people and the property that they butcher, they get paid.
Yeah. And Charles Lindbergh, I'm not sure if you've done that much research on him, and he was adamantly against World War One and World War Two. He was kind of younger in World War One, but he didn't see the fact that white Christians killing white Christians. He put the borders aside. And the people that he said, they're calling me anti-Semitic for just pointing out who is fermenting these wars. And Henry Ford did the same thing, for just pointing out who is responsible for this genocide on Christian people. The facts are there. People just have to look at the facts and decide for themselves what's going on here.
That's right. And isn't it ironic that one of the things that I explained here is the use of monetary sex bribery, but they'll go after and do financial ruin, public exposure, blackmail, even death to themselves and members of their family? I do believe that's what happened to that man, the Lindbergh baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very good point. And his daughter actually lives in St. Johnsbury, about 40 miles from here, and she just released a book. I was going to go to her book signing. She's kind of old, but I'm not sure what her position is on all this. I'm probably pretty sure she stays out of it. She writes children's books for their Goose and stuff.
Well, and thanks for your call, Jeff. I appreciate it. Folks, you got to understand something. They're getting ready. Who is behind this global elite, this power that's trying to bring around a new world order? The people that are over there doing the roadmap for Israel to their idea of peace is to have the Arab nations over there subservient to Israel. There is not one nation in the Middle East right now that is a threat to Israel, because Israel has 400 nuclear weapons, and there's not one damn country over there that has one nuclear weapon that could harm Israel. Yet they always play themselves as being the victim, that we're always being shunted or we're always being attacked, when in fact it is them that is doing the attacking, and this stupid government and these paid-off politicians, these blackmailable crapheads that we have in Washington, D.C., in the District of Criminals, that constantly kowtow to these clowns. It makes me sick. Hundreds of thousands of people are losing their lives now, today, because of these creatures, these animals. And make no mistake about this, folks, I am not an anti-Semite. There are good, God-fearing people, Jews, in this country that do not seek to kill their hosts, that do not become a leech to suck off and kill their host. They are quite happy to be left alone, to worship as they will, to do business, and to be left alone. What has to be cut out is this cancer of Zionism and all these blind people. They're going along with the very same people that are behind the New World Order. And for anybody out there not to touch this subject, I omission or commission, as I said it earlier, your soul is damned. God help you. Walt in Arizona. Hello, Walt.
Oh, boy, John, you sound like in good shape. Looks like you got back on your 2 feet.
I'm getting there.
Those quotes you were making, were they from the Synagogue of Satan?
Yes, sir, they were.
Okay, well, there's another book that's been published with the same name a couple of years ago. Were you aware of it? William Guy Carr, posthumously published by Omni Books a couple of years ago, his son afforded the documents, and they put the book together. Are you familiar with William Guy Carr?
I've heard of him. Yes, I have.
Well, he was commander, a submarine in the British fleet of World War One, and he was naval intelligence with the Canadian Navy in World War Two. And after World War II, he wrote two books. One was called Pawns in the Game, and the other was called Red Fog Over America. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether they're still around, but I have a couple of copies here. I'll never part with them. And The Synagogue of Satan, written by William Guy Carr, is a real snapper, too. But those are wonderful quotes. By the way, did you know that Jaime Rothschild, the head of the house in Paris, married his niece?
That I don't doubt.
Yeah, his older brother is the oldest one of the five brothers. He married the daughter of his oldest brother. And then I found out when Napoleon took over after the collapse of the French Revolution government after a few years, I found out that Napoleon paid his troops in sovereigns and solid money, not paper, not assignats and mondats. And it took me 20 years to find out who his banker was. Who do you suppose?
Let me see. A Rothschild?
You're right on target.
Well,
Rothschild, yeah.
And also, people are not aware, with Napoleon and England, when they were having at it, what banking brothers were financing both sides. That's right.
Well, the Battle of Wellington is an interesting story, and I won't relate that right here and now. By the way, I looked in my Black's Law Dictionary a few days back, maybe it's a couple of months ago, for insanity. And the summation paragraph, which led the whole thing with a lot of court cases, was very interesting, and I think it's applicable to the present occupant of the White House. The statement in general was, a person is insane who does not realize the consequence of his actions.
That's George upset. Hey, Walt, thanks for your call, my friend.
That's all I have for now. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. By the way, before I forget this, our archives are back up and running, okay? We've got them all up here, folks, so... And by the way, we've reinstituted a new program. Within 15 minutes of the end of this broadcast will be available on download by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Jack in Arizona. Hello, Jack.
Hello, John.
Yes.
Another great and important show today.
I'm feeling the spirit, brother.
Well, so am I, even though the reception is atrocious today for some reason.
Oh, it's been atrocious. If you haven't noticed, folks out there in Radio Land, my program is in the dumpster. I'm going to have to contract with another shortwave provider because they've zeroed in on a 12-180. For the rest of the day, it's just fine. But when I come on, forget it.
You know, I do believe you. I know they're up to it. But this Synagogue of Satan book, is it new and generally available?
Yes, it is. And I'm going to have this gentleman on hopefully next week from England. I'm going to have to tell him to get his rest because
do you know the publisher offhand?
Yeah, it's Tex Mars, Rivercrest Publishing.
Oh, it's Tex Mars.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But it's available anywhere.
It is available now.
Okay. Did you just quote from that book?
Yes,
that,
I did.
That Adam Weisskopf was a Jew pretending to be a Catholic?
Yes, sir.
You might want to pass that on to Greg Szymanski.
Well, I've talked to Greg about this. He's of the opinion that it's the Jesuits.
Okay, you know, here's something. If you're sitting down for this one, when I was stationed in Berlin, Germany, in the early 60s, I accidentally fell in with a group of Berliner intellectuals, I guess you'd have to call them, kind of along the lines of the American group called Mensa.
Mm-hmm.
It was their belief. There was a lot of arguing going on, but it was their belief that that was exactly the case of Martin Luther, that he was born and raised into a Jewish family, and in his early teens was given a mission to go to seminary, to become a priest, to practice Catholicism, and then do his deed.
Well, there,
and I couldn't believe it. I was dumbfounded, but and they were dead serious.
Well, and I'm going to try to get the rest of your calls here. Thanks for your call, Jack. I want to mention something else here.
Sure.
Just recently, this guy, Mr. Bill O'Reilly, talking about the National Association of Man-Boy Love, or Man-Boy Love Association.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy... he was represented by none other than the vanguards of the civil liberties, our wonderful friends, the card-carrying communists, the ACLU.
Right.
And when you look at this, what does it follow? That in the Talmud, hey, there's no restrictions on having sex with boys. Hey, 6 months old, 2 years, 5 years, it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
And if you take a look at this, and then people have to take a critical look of this, and how this country is being deconstructed, and how pornography somehow is a First Amendment right protected under freedom of speech. You take a look at who the defenders are of this, and you'll see our communist little friends at the ACLU.
Right.
Hey, thanks for your call.
You bet.
Thank you very much. Who's up next here? Who is it? Mike in Arizona. Hello, Mike.
Yes. Go, John, go.
I'm telling you, I'm sick of this because I'm looking at the formation of the North American Union, the globalist. I'm sick of this supporting wars for Israel to kill and maim people, getting the United States in it, killing hundreds of thousands of people. And these criminals are walking in plain sight and smiling on a television screen at you.
That's for sure. Hey, a couple points here. I'm just wondering, because, you know, these people in the Illuminati and things, they always communicate right out in the open for the rest of them that are in the know to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I just wonder, in this show 24, why is the guy's name the star of it, Jack Bauer? Is there any resemblance there to Bauer and the Rothsteins?
I have no idea.
Yeah, just a question. One other thing is, you know, when everybody's sitting here protesting, going down to their congressman's office and all this stuff, I'm wondering if it would be more effective if we would start going out and protesting in front of the synagogues of Satan. Maybe we would get a little bit of press coverage there.
That's a possibility. And what's more, people need to be talking. See, this is why I'm saying about lobbing off the arm of the octopus. He only grows it back to come back and feast again. And
yes.
Until such time that people realize who's controlling what, who's controlling our editorial content in newspapers, who is manufacturing these wonderful movies you're seeing coming out of Hollywood, who controls the news, the electronic media, and the television programming that you're looking at, who is actually controlling and manipulating the people in Washington, D.C., and what they're after is globalization, but people have got to realize this is world socialism. And who are the socialists and the communists of this planet?
It ain't the Jesuit.
You got it, buddy. Hey, thanks for your call.
God bless you.
Okay, thanks. We got one more here? No, that's it. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And take advantage, by the way, folks, of the special on the Aaronizers. Let me get my note on the floor here. $222 shipped, the SS1, $242, the SS3X 4-year guarantee. Call us 800-724-2719.